This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Good afternoon. We're here today with Dr. Christiane Baeza, the World Bank's Director for Health, Nutrition, and Population. Dr. Baeza joined us today at CSIS for an event entitled, Is the Era of Big Funding for Global Health Over? Dr. Baeza, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me to the center.
So I'd like to start out with the event title. Do you think the era of big funding for global health is over?
No, I don't think the era for big funding for health is over. But I do think that we'll be seeing significant changes in the way that funding is going to be allocated. It's going to be changing towards strengthening health systems. It's going to be more on the multiple determinants of health, not only healthcare, and is likely to be more holistic in protecting people. In one word, I think we are going to witness at last a very significant scale up on health system strengthening.
And why is it so important to invest in global health?
It is crucial, first because it has a value in itself. Health is treasured by people and there is no need to argue more than that. However, in addition to that, the good news is that there is a virtuous circle between health and economic growth. Healthy people contribute to the economy, and a good economy contributes to the health of people. So there is a virtuous circle, and investing in health, therefore, is a way to realize that virtuous circle.
What is currently being done to build sustainable health systems?
A number of things is being done. I would say there is now a consensus in the global health arena that to realize the potential of the new funding and the potential of the disease programs, you need a system in place. That was not there 10 years ago. There was a huge debate on whether this was about systems or it was about diseases. Thank God that debate is over, and we need both. The second, more concretely, is that there is a very significant increase in funding. We at the World Bank consider health system strengthening at the core of our mission, and around $4.8 billion in direct funding is channeled, and about $8.6 billion so far we have invested in strengthening health systems. Finally, and I think the most important part of it, is what countries are doing on health systems. Many, many countries, from Rwanda to Argentina, from Mexico to Indonesia, are investing in improving the way the system is financed, the way the health service providers are organized, the way people can demand the services, the way drugs are distributed, the way mothers and children are treated in the clinics. All that is health system strengthening. And more we are seeing an increased awareness that you need to strengthen the systems to get the results we're looking for.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. For anyone interested in the event, please go to www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and congratulations for the great work in the center.
Thank you.